Cause 2. Lack of access to quality universal education. Recent rates in selected countries in the region indicate that most girls who married before 18 years have no education or have only a primary level of education. Note reference 55. In contrast, completing education, especially education at a secondary level, can effectively protect girls from marriage, as they are better able to gain skills they can use later in life. The factors related to the provision of and access to quality education shed light on the structural challenges that affect CDFM. When school is inaccessible due to the distance to school and/or the poor quality of facilities that are available in schools, including sanitation facilities, the justification of alternative strategies for girls, including marriage, becomes easier. Note reference 56. Quote, furthermore, within the family, educating girls is usually considered secondary to her role and duties within the domestic sphere. Stigma faced by girls who are already married discourages them from attending school, especially when they are pregnant. End of quote. This also raises issues around safety and risk of violence, including sexual violence and rape. As a girl grows older and reaches menstruation, considerations regarding retaining her virtue and protecting her virginity set in, making marriage a perceived suitable alternative. Menstruation could mean that girls consistently miss out on school attendance as they lack appropriate products that can ensure they continue to go to and can't stay in school. Marriage could also be used to deter violence, and hence seen as a reason to pull girls out of schools. Table 5. Women ages 20 to 24 married/in union before age 18 by education 2000 to 2011 in selected countries in Asia. Country. Level of education of married or in union women 20 to 24 years percent. No education. Primary. Secondary. Afghanistan. Bangladesh. 82. 80.4. 57.2. Bhutan. Brunei. Cambodia. 28. 27. 13.1. China. East Timor. 24.3. 33.9. 12.6. India. 76.5. 61.8. 27.2. Indonesia. 30.1. 45.2. 12.5. Lao PDR. Malaysia. Maldives. 16.2. 12. 2.7. Myanmar. Nepal. 56.7. 22.9. 61.8. Pakistan. 40. 22.8. 9.9. Philippines. 43.3. 40.8. 10.8. Singapore. Sri Lanka. Thailand. 17.2. 46.6. 14.3. Vietnam. 11.5. 17.8. 5. End of table. Sources, Ladoizar and Wan 2012. Furthermore, within the family, educating girls is usually considered secondary to her role and duties within the domestic sphere. Stigma faced by girls who are already married discourages them from attending school, especially when they are pregnant. Note reference 57. Girls may be prevented from being in school. Page 19. By the authorities if they are pregnant, leading to expulsion from school. This may not always apply to married boys, who may face temporary suspension. Girls may also be kept from schools due to the stigma and discrimination from teachers and administrators, as well as decisions of parents, and religious and community leaders. Note reference 58. While research on this aspect is limited in Asia, studies in the African region show that girls are pulled out of school or that regular screening is used as a preventive strategy by school authorities. Note reference 59. The number of African countries have developed re-entry policies that allow girls to come back to school after delivery, albeit implementation is questionable as conditions may apply, including a specified time period, and having limited or no support systems. Note reference 60. The interlinkages between the number of years a girl stays in school and the postponement of marriage is firmly established. On average, women with 7 or more years of education marry 4 years later and have 2.2 fewer children than those with no education. It is important to consider a range of aspects in exploring how education and marriage intersect, from exploring whether girls are withdrawn from school, availability and accessibility of education facilities, and expectations of girls' role within the family. For instance, in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Nepal, evidence suggests that girls are withdrawn from school when marriage proposals are brought to the family. Note reference 61. The focus on education has been largely on the provision of universal primary education and ensuring access and completion. While this is important, ensuring availability and access of quality secondary education are crucial in providing girls the opportunity to break out of the cycle of poverty and reduce their vulnerability to CVFM. Furthermore, the focus should be on the removal of costs associated with education, thereby stressing the need for universal access to free and quality primary and secondary education services, which helps remove barriers to education access. The inclusion of age-appropriate comprehensive sexuality education in primary and secondary education is necessary as it can educate, empower, and protect young people. Moreover, focus on skills building, including for those who are out of mainstream education, can improve and equip young people to avoid poverty and early marriage. Note reference 62. In the case of child brides, investing in their future employment prospects and earning potential can help counter the effects of limited education and limited skills for income generation. Religions and cultures consider girls to be under the control of their families and by extension male members of the family. Girls are commoditized and not respected as equals, nor are they able to make decisions regarding their bodies and sexuality. Marriage often denotes a transfer of ownership from the father to the husband and is seen as a means of securing a girl's virginity and thereby family and community honor.